left, Brent Wally has the ball teed up for Ohio Dominican. And he will be kicking from our left to our right to Christian Jesse and Kelvin Smart. Set to go. Fans coming to their feet. Nice crowd here. As we're ready inside the Superior Dome, week three, Ohio Dominican football is underway as Wally sends it skyward and to the far side for Jesse, who will take it at his own 7-yard line. Out to the 15, cuts to his right to the sideline, got a block 25-30, and finally knocked out of bounds on the ODU sideline near the 37-yard line. This offense for Northern Michigan after 1 week, averaging 507 yards, again 320 through the air. Cody Sapanik, their quarterback last week against Findlay, was 22 out of 35 with an interception for 320 and two touchdowns. Their running attack, which picked up 187 yards, was led by Wyatt Jurison, who had 20 carries for 82 yards last week. They'll open up out of a shotgun formation. Jurison to the left of the quarterback, Sapanik. Four wide, three to the near side, and on first down, Sapanik, the quarterback, straight through the middle. First down, 50, and finally brought down by ODU's Justin Bell and Billy Akins at the 44-yard line, and Scott, he can use his legs, just 5 yards shy of 100 on 18 carries last week against Findlay.
No, that formation, they had three receivers on the left side of the field, and that just left everything wide open in the middle, and once he got past the line of scrimmage, nobody there for the Panthers to bring him down.
Keep your eye on the wide receiver, Christian Jesse. He's a slot to the right, had 10 catches a week ago, as they'll run with Jurison straight up the middle, and he'll roll over the pile and pick up 3 yards on the first down play. Again, the wideouts are Kelvin Smart, Christian Jesse, the slot guys. Austin Young and Ahmad Bush are the two outside receivers. They're both sophomores. Their line right now with just one senior, Patrick Felberg, junior center. Then Peter Hagermoser and Kyle Stook are the two guards. James Bester and Chad Anderson are the two tackles. Anderson, the lone senior. On second and seven, play action pass. Left-hander will roll near side. Harrison hits him. Jesse up into the air, makes the catch, but out of bounds. DeAndre Harrison, already 2.5 sacks, Scott, to start the season right in the grill of Cody Sapanik.
Yeah, great pressure by Harrison there coming off the blind side. Good coverage down the field by the Panthers. They were looking for a quick hitter there on the outside, and you had Clegg down here on the near side defending against Jesse, and was able to kind of force him to the sideline. Not a lot of room for Sapanik to make that throw.
Jesse, Smart, and Tucker will be the near side wide receivers. Marcus Tucker, a junior, had 4 catches last week. They've got one to the right, and Sapanik, facing pressure, will set up a screen. Jurison's got the catch. Great defense by ODU. Stopped him well shy of the first down marker. And getting up off the bottom, Dominic Clegg came up and busted that play up.
Yeah, you're right. It was Clegg who read that all the way, and great pursuit by the defensive line as well. They were quick to recognize that and help to chase that play down from behind, stop it right at the line of scrimmage, and forcing Northern Michigan to punt.
So 13.5 to play in the first quarter, and coming out will be Jonathan Linkenheimer, who we watched for about a half an hour during pregame, bounce punt after punt off of the speaker system, which hangs above the 15-yard line. Justin Bell is standing at his own 8. Linkenheimer back inside his own 45. So they'll look to punt on 4th and 8. Linkenheimer takes it, booms it high into the air towards the goal line. It'll bounce at the 10 on the near sideline and take a Northern Michigan roll inside the 6 down to the 5 where Ohio Dominican will take over. No score, change of possession, 12:57 to play, first quarter. Here comes the ODU offense, averaging 499.5 yards of total offense after 2 games. Through the air, 318, led by captain junior Mark Miller out of Cincinnati Elder, completing 61% of his passes so far for 636 yards, 6 touchdowns, and just 1 interception. Miller will start with 2 receivers to his left, 1 to the near side, Nate Weeks at an H-back, and Brandon Schoen will start in the backfield out of a pistol a yard deep in the end zone. And Miller to roll to his left on first down. Forward out of the end zone, has room to run, 5-10, and stumbles down right there. Miller won't run often, but picked up 4 yards on first down. Brandon Schoen, sophomore running back out of Olentangy Orange, picked up his 6th 100-yard game of his career last week. He's averaging 4.5 yards per carry and has 2 touchdowns on the season. On second down, Schoen will line up behind Miller out of the pistol. On 2nd and 6 from the 10, Miller gives to Schoen up the middle. 10 stumbles down to the 14, and it'll bring up 3rd down. Michael Kelke is the center. Ben Cofer is the right guard. Perrin Cunningham does get the start at left guard today, back from an ankle injury. Gerard Howard on the left side, Jake Grant on the right at tackle for the Panthers. Third down and two coming up. Panthers are very good on third downs this year, 49% after two games. Kelce snaps it back. Miller on a delay gives to Schoen all kinds of room. 15, cut to his left to the 20, got a block to the 25, and finally tapped out of bounds on the ODU sideline at the 32-yard line. Brandon Schoen will pick up 23 and a big first down.
A little wrinkle there on that running play, a counter play that time to the left side. You had the entire line shifting to the right. You got the Northern Michigan defense to shift that way as well. And Schoen able to cut around the left side. No defender there, and good block downfield by Stewart as well.
So the ball out to the 32-yard line. Mark Nichols will replace Miller, who will throw it near side Abe Johnson. 30-35 and wrapped up at the 39-yard line. That tackle made by linebacker Lauren Jadu. This defense for Northern Michigan gave up almost 600 yards in a win last week against Finley, and they are led by Morgan Stenson, linebacker. We'll talk about their defense after this play, which is second and three. It's Nichols straight up the middle and pounded to the ground by Adam Williams, defensive end, a redshirt freshman who had a big week last week, six tackles and a sack and a half. This defense with Rodney Lamar, Jordan Adideron, the two tackles. Williams, we just mentioned, and Trevor Cruzell, who led them in receiving in this game a year ago, now is starting at defensive end. Third down and about three now for ODU. They need the 42-yard line with 10:50 to play first quarter. Nichols remains behind Miller out of a pistol. Two receivers left for Mark. Ball near hash mark as he will roll to his left. Dumps it off to Abe Johnson, throws it at his feet, and it's incomplete. Got a little bit of pressure again from Adam Williamson. Miller had to throw it a little sooner than he wanted. And after at least moving it out from around their own 5 to near the 39, the Panthers will have to give it away.
Yeah, a couple times now where you've had Miller rolling out to the left on some of these pass attempts, and that time the Wildcat defense was ready, and as you mentioned, it was Adam Williams there to blow it up. Looked like Johnson was open down past the first down marker, but just no time for Miller to set his feet and make a good throw.
Mikey Snyder does the punting. Tyler Hayes does the snapping, and Snyder will boot it away from his own 27. Beautiful, high, spiraling kick. That'll be caught back at the 21-yard line. 25-30 after making one Panther miss, and out near the 40-yard line was Austin Young on the punt return for Northern Michigan. So they will take over at their own 41-yard line, and not unlike we saw last week, the Panthers and the Hillsdale Chargers kind of trading blows early on, although in that game neither team could get a first down for a couple of possessions. At least both teams moved the ball on their initial possession here today.
There's a couple of nice special team plays by Northern Michigan that they've been able to get some pretty good field position. That's a play there where he didn't have any blocking in front of him, did Austin Young. He really created that all on his own and was able to field that punt, get about an 18-yard return on it when he didn't have any blockers in front of him.
So on first down, Sapanik will throw to the far sideline, and it's caught by Christian Jesse, but he had to fall to the ground to make the catch out to the 44. So a gain of about four for Jesse, who's got 10 catches a week ago. Little guy, 5'9", 173. Try and get him like we do with Abe Johnson, get him out into space.
Oh, a guy who was a first-team all-conference selection for his role as a returner last year, one of the top return men, active leaders in all of Division II in kick return yards in the top 10. So a guy that you want to get the ball in open field.
Actually give him five on the play. So second down and five. And Sapanik will give to Jurison. Running back's got room. Warren Shields will knock him down near the 49-yard line. Nico Tanksley and Justin Bell also were out there. We didn't set the Panther defense. Carruthers and Wesselhoff the tackles. Harrison and Omame are the end. Shields middle linebacker with Tanksley and Clegg on the outside. Secondary with Akins and Harris on the outside. Bell and McCurdy, the support safeties. Third and a yard. Panthers jump offside. No flag. Almost jumped again. Now Northern will look to the sideline and get the play. Panthers able to not make contact and get back.
Got them. They got three different players to jump on two different occasions.
All right, now third and less than a yard. Sapanik will throw. Deep ball down the right sideline, and it's overthrown. The intended receiver was at Austin Young. And on third down and one, they had one-on-one Akins, who had a big game last year against Northern. Not like they don't know who this guy is. And Sapanik threw it, overthrew his man, and now they'll have to at least come out to line up to punt.
You know, I like that play call. You know, they saw situations, maybe a matchup that they liked there on the outside. You knew Akins didn't have any safety help, and they took a shot on third and one when everybody was bunched up near the line of scrimmage. A good throw, he might complete that and have a big gain on it, but Just a little bit out of the reach of the receiver.
First punt by Linkenheimer was for 36 yards. He's got a little more space to work with this time as he's back at his own 35. The transfer from Purdue will right-leg it into the air. Justin Bell on the run will run away from it as it bounces at the 10 and out of bounds. Well done. Boy, it's the lost art of the coffin kick, which you don't see anymore. And now twice he's pinned it out of bounds at the 6-yard line where ODU will take over.
You mentioned the hang time on these kicks, too. It's probably the most impressive thing. He's getting up there high and able to get it to check up a little bit like your pitching wedges hot out on the golf course, you know, and able to force the Panthers back into some bad field position here for a second straight drive.
Exactly 9 minutes to play here in our first quarter. We've got no score, Ohio Dominican and Northern Michigan, and ODU will take over for the second straight time from their own 6. And again, Mark Miller will be standing right on the goal line with Brandon Schoen behind him. ODU with a little more of a bunch formation this time with Abe Johnson and Ronald McLeod to the right of the line of scrimmage. Des Stewart to the left and Nate Weeks back to the left on first down and 10, left to right. Mark Miller takes the snap, gives to Brandon Schoen, has to go outside and will lose yardage. And right now they're having issues with Adam Williams and Rodney Lamar, a couple of athletic guys on that defensive line for Northern Michigan. That'll be a loss of 4 back to the 2.
Yeah, good job, again, just crashing down on that left side of the Panther line. It, as you mentioned, they had some issues over there, and now you have a second and long situation, and Miller's going to have to field this snap inside his own end zone.
Second down coming up. Last week, Panthers running backs Nickel and Schoen, neither one lost. He had a negative play. Now here in the first quarter, Schoen loses 4. Miller out of his own end zone. Straight back, looks, throws, and it's caught. Des Stewart at the 14-yard line. Boy, give Mark Miller credit for standing in the pocket that time, which was starting to collapse. He made a good throw to Stewart. It'll be 3rd and about 2.5.
A good throw and able to zip that throw in between two defenders that were in the area. A nice job making that catch by Stewart as he had to dive back for it as well. But got a good situation here, 3rd and about 1.
One to the left, one to the right. They bunch up the line of scrimmage, and Miller will give to Schoen, trying to go left, turns upfield, got the first and a lot more, 25, 30, to the 40, he's not tripped up, 50, down the left sideline, it becomes a foot race. McLeod trying to throw one block, Schoen, he's in, touchdown! 86 yards, Brandon Schoen, just like that, the Panthers are in the end zone. The breakaway speed, we've seen at times out of Brandon Schoen, who had a school record 75-yarder last year against Grand Valley, has just reestablished it with an 86-yarder here in the first quarter.
You talk about the speed of Brandon Schoen. You had the safety, had the angle. Thomas McNamara couldn't bring him down.
Nope. And Ronald McLeod was out there kind of step for step with Schoen to help have the last blocker be avoided. And Brent Wally will try the point after out of a Dominic Clegg hold. The kick is up and good. Timeout on the field with 7:46 to play first quarter. Panthers strike first. They lead 7-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios with a couple of score updates. Saginaw Valley wins a thriller 35-34 over Finley at Donald Stadium. Lake Erie leads Wayne State 28-10 with 8:37 to go in the third quarter. That game taking place at Britt Memorial Stadium. Hillsdale out to a 17-3 lead second quarter, 3:41 to go in that game. And Northwood with a 21-6 advantage over Quincy. Timberwolves looking good with 4:59 to go in the second quarter. Let's now head back out to the Superior Dome.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Already kicked off, returned by Jesse out to the 15. Good special teams play by the Panthers. And for the first time, Northern Michigan will not have good field position after a electrifying touchdown run by Brandon Schoen that was a 3-play, 94-yard drive, and already over 100 yards for Brandon Schoen and establishes another record.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Brandon Schoen now breaking his own school record for the longest rush in school history. In his now 11 career games, he's gone over 100 yards 7 times. And has scored a touchdown, at least one touchdown in all 11 games as well.
And on first down, they give it, and they run out over the 20. And boy, what a collision as Sapanik ended up keeping on that play. Coach Colley talked about how big in stature he is. The Panthers are going to try and lay some booms here early on and maybe slow him down.
Yeah, that was Justin Bell who came flying in. They kind of stood each other up right there at the point of collision, and Savannah's got about 40 pounds on Bell, and Bell doing a good job just sticking his nose in there and stiffening him up and letting the rest of the defense bring him down.
The Panic did pick up five, and they'll give to Jurison this time. Got a block and out to the 25-yard line. Warren Shields will make the tackle about a yard and a half short of the first down marker. Warren Shields, sophomore out of North Union, got 11 and a half tackles is his average. He had nine last week and anchors the middle of that linebacking core.
We saw glimpses of this last year when Shields would come in on some third down situations and some special packages. A guy that just has a nose for the football and is always around those running plays.
Third down and a yard and a half. The Panic looks to the sideline. Timeout will be used by Northern Michigan. And we'll just keep it here for the moment. Panther fans, are you a member of the Black and Gold Club? This organization is dedicated to providing financial support for intercollegiate athletics at Ohio Dominican University and helping Panther student athletes, coaches, and athletic department staff achieve success on and off the field of play. Become a member of the Black and Gold Club. Please visit ODU Athletics website or call 614-251-4643. Coach Colley mentioned it in the interview, Scott. What was very instrumental in their win last week against Hillsdale, stopping drives, because on six occasions, Hillsdale had third and less than two, and the Panthers got a stop. Already one stop on that on the last possession. Now we got third and less than two here.
Well, you got to imagine they're probably not going to throw deep on this play. when you look at the size in the backfield with the Panic at 240 pounds, Jurison at nearly 230, that's a big backfield,
yeah.
Particularly for this level. You got to think that they're just going to try to batter this forward ahead and see if either one of those two can fall forward and get that yard.
Don't overthink it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Third down. To our right, they'll hand. Jurison's got it up into the hole. Didn't get it by much. Sydney Mame will make the tackle. They got it by about a half a yard, and they will move the chain for a first down for Northern Michigan.
Now you're starting to see the depth on this defensive line for the Panthers. Mason Swicky into the game now as well. Paul Wesselhoff into the game. So starting to see a lot of rotation among that line, keeping those guys fresh throughout the course of the four quarters.
Smart and Bush are right. Tucker, Jesse, near side. They'll throw to Jesse, and it's incomplete. Justin Bell came up and partially deflected it. Nico Tanksley might have got a fingertip on it as well on a linebacker spot. But Justin Bell, who had 12 tackles last week and averaging 8.5 in his first two games, well, he knew right where Christian Jesse was. He talked about it in our pregame today, knowing where he was and don't let him get his hands on the football.
As we mentioned, he's the big play guy for this team, 189 yards in their game last week. So slow him down, help keep this offense in check.
The Panic will keep behind his running back on 2nd and 10, and he'll move over the 30 to about the 33. And that's going to be a gain of 6 as we've hit the 6-minute mark of our first quarter. Panthers lead 7-0. And now a third down at about 4 coming up for Northern Michigan.
A good job there in pursuit by Sydney Omame, able to shed a block and come back and bring down the Panic. You also had Justin Bell in there on that tackle as well. Chance for your defense to get off the field here on a third down and get the ball back in the hands of Brandon Schell.
44% a week ago for Northern Michigan on third down. This time they'll need the 37 for a first. Bunch three receivers to the left of Sapanik. He'll look right, come back to his left, and it's tipped and intercepted by Culbertson from the 35. Reverses his field and gets a block by Billy Aiken. Now he's to the 30, cuts back again, got a block from Shield to the 25 and down to the 24-yard line. It was deflected first up into the air to Cody Culbertson, who has his second interception of the season, and the Panthers will have it at the Northern Michigan 25-yard line.
You're right. That play is initially made by the linebacker. I believe it was Shields that was dropping back into the coverage area. The Shields were thankfully. Couldn't see quite who was back there in that coverage. That dropped back, was able to get the hand on it, deflected in the air. Cody Culbertson, Johnny on the spot, second interception of the season, and now you have the Panthers, great field position here, and a chance to take early control of this game.
And after scoring a first quarter point for the first time this year, they had been held scoreless in the first 2 weeks in the first period. Panthers lead 7-0 with 5:16 to go, and now we'll have an empty backfield here on first down and 10 from the Northern 25. Now Nichols will come into the backfield from a wide receiver spot and get the handoff. Off right tackle, 25, 20, lowers his head over to the 15 to the 14-yard line. He ran over safety Thomas McNamara and picked up 4 more yards.
Well, it's the first time we've, kind of seen Nichols in that type of a formation, you try to do some different things, move them around on the field a little bit, and the motion, get them back into the backfield, and get the big gain on first down.
From the 15, Miller, quick throw left for Abe Johnson. He was able to pick it up off the carpet. No, an outside official is now going to come in and say it's incomplete. So he had an angle, say it must have touched the top of the carpet. And second down, again, that's a throw Mark Miller has to make right there. It's not that hard. It's not a hard throw.
Right, not a long throw there. He was getting some pressure on the outside. You had the linebacker Nick Krause was kind of coming and crashing on that left side, but yeah, certainly a play that's been there in the past, and how Abe Johnson was able to have such a big week last week.
Second down and 10 now. Miller fakes the throw, hands to Nichols up into the hole, and will power his way to roughly the 12-yard line. So pick of about 3, so looking at third down and 7 yards to go. All this set up after a turnover. So the Panthers would love to capitalize with 7, but would take the 3 if that's what they're forced into here. They'll have Casey Williams, wide receiver, to the right. Johnson, slot left. Des Stewart, wide to the left. Weeks, H-back left, with Nichols behind Mark Miller on third down and 7 from the 13. Mark will roll left, throws to Abe Johnson on the run. He's got a 10, cuts back to the 5, dives for the pylon, and he is in. Touchdown, ODU. Great athletic move by Abe Johnson, and that is a good throw by Miller, hitting perfectly in stride, and the Panthers lead 13-0.
And again, already for the third or fourth time, Miller rolling out to the left. That's the wide side of the field. You got more room to operate over there, and Johnson able to make that catch, split two defenders, and dive in, hit the pylon for the touchdown.
Brent Wally back out to try the extra point, 10 for 10 on the season. Mikey Snyder back in there to hold this time, as Tyler Hayes will snap it back. Good snap. Snyder puts it down. Wally's kick is good. Timeout on the field. 4:14 to play first quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 14, Northern Michigan nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studio. Some score updates. Michigan Tech leading Walsh 29-7 with 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Earlier today, Toledo defeating Central Michigan 38-17. And the Bobcats looking pretty good. Ohio leading Austin Peay 21-0, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Let's now go back out to Todd, who's under the dome, the Superior Dome, that is.
And what a quick start by Ohio Dominican, Charlie, as they now lead 14-0 after the four-play 25-yard drive, all set up after a turnover. Wow, to make that a 7-pointer after that TO. Brent Wally's got the ball teed up to our left. And we'll send it to the far side again. Better kick by Wally to Jesse at the 4. Up the numbers to the 15. And hit at the 19 and dropped right there. That Austin Osborne on the bottom, it is. He and Ronnell Spates down there on special teams to make that tackle. Well, it's still early, so Northern doesn't have to dump the game plan, but you kind of started to make them a little more one-dimensional here early in the contest.
Well, we've only seen them. They've tried to take the one shot downfield. All the other passing routes have just been a short 4 to 5 yard range. ODU has been able to, you see both safeties are inside the first down marker. Everybody's playing close to the line of scrimmage. Northern Michigan's going to try to do something to stretch out this Ohio Dominican defense and get some first down.
And Jurison on first down through the middle again, 25, and he's upended by Justin Bell at the 30. First down after a gain of 11. That play has been successful, that little counter trap right there for Wyatt Jurison.
Well, it all starts up front where Panthers aren't able to get a hand on him near the line of scrimmage. He's able to get to that second level and make a cut, and it's the safeties that have to come up and make the plays.
So first down for Northern. To our right. Two receivers to either side, and Sapanik again to Jurison. This time tries to slide down the line, and nothing's there. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe pick up a half a yard on the play. So it'll bring up a second down and long for this Northern Michigan team, who actually forced 4 turnovers a week ago. That's how they were able to win after giving up almost 600 yards of total offense. But they had no trouble scoring the football, and now they trail 14-0. So they'll need to find their offense here in the first quarter that still has 3:12 remaining. The panic will send Jurison out of the backfield. Collier's in the backfield, and now we've got a false start, it would appear, against Northern Michigan. That's our first penalty flag of the day. So the false start here against Northern Michigan.
And I think, as you mentioned, the first penalty of the day, something that we haven't talked about, playing a clean game for Ohio Dominican. You know, after having over 100 yards in penalties last week, a lot of holding penalties, some personal fouls, so not just a five-yard motion. And we're talking 10 to 15-yard penalties that kind of hurt the Panthers early in that game.
So second and 14 now for this Northern offense. And Sapanik will look to his right, throws that way. It is caught by Smart and then tapped out of bounds by linebacker Nico Tankley at the 35. He'll pick up 9. And so it'll be third down and about 5 to go. Kelvin Smart, 5 catches for 48 yards a week ago. He and Jesse were their two main receivers. They had the running backs with 3 catches in the game last week. Had a couple of guys who were out there every play and didn't have a catch. Third down, they need the 40 here for a first down. Sapanik will have Jurison to his left. Panthers 4 on the line. Sapanik will take the snap. He's going to step forward in the pocket, runs into a Panther. Now dumps it off. It is caught, and first down. That, again, is going to be Austin Young with the catch and a first down. Austin Young, who's not even on there too deep, had the return punt. He was the intended receiver on their deep ball earlier, makes the catch here for a first down.
Play there where the just a four-man rush from the Panthers, and Omame was just about a half second too late from really impacting that play. It was good initial coverage there by the Panthers D, and you give Young credit for continuing to work on his route and find an open seam.
From the 42, they'll give it to Keon Collier, his first run of the night. Billy Akins runs into him, and that'll be at the 42-yard line. No gain. By the way, Austin Young, just a sophomore, 5'9". He is from Escanabo, Michigan, home of the Eskimos. What, picking up a newspaper will do for you, right?
Well, we drove through a lot of those small towns on our way up here. So,
second down and 10 after no gain on the play for Northern Michigan. They trail 14-0. We are down to 90 seconds to play in our first quarter. Jurison to the right of Sapanik, ball near hash mark. As the Wildcats go from our right to our left, Sapanik will roll to the far side. Now steps back this way. He's going to look to try and run. He gets to the 40, going to be hit and dropped right there by Nico Tanksley. DeAndre Harrison also in pursuit, helped out. That'll be a gain of maybe 1 on the play. Boy, Sapanski saw a lot of open real estate, but what he didn't see was Nico Tanksley closing in very quickly.
Well, and he gave Tanksley a stiff arm, and it didn't even really slow him down. Tanksley was still able to grab him up around the shoulder pads and drag him down. And again, and Sapanik, you know, outweighs Tanksley by about 15 or 20 pounds. So a nice play there to get him down and force a third and long situation here.
Three receivers right, 2 to the left. So 5 wide for a quarterback, Cody Sapanik, out of an empty backfield. Takes the shotgun snap. Panthers rush for Sapanik. Throwing down the middle. He's got a wide open Jesse. 25, and he'll be tripped up at the 10-yard line. Daquan Harris makes the tackle. Somehow they lost Christian Jesse on the play.
Yeah, just a case of the safety is getting sucked up a little too far, and you can see Justin Bell having a conversation with Brad McCurdy back there. A route that should have been covered, and simply just got lost in the defensive backfield, and now you've got Northern Michigan picking up some momentum here inside the Panther 10.
So on a third down and long, they give up a big play, and it's first and goal, Northern Michigan, clock winding 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Sapanik, play fake, has got a linebacker right in his face and brought down. In fact, that's not a linebacker. That is Mason Sawicki on the tackle, was staring him right in the grill, brought him down for a loss of 2, ending our first quarter. 14-0 Ohio Dominican at the end of 1. We'll come back to the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. I'm Charlie Danis. They're at halftime. Northwood leading Quincy 21-12. Things looking pretty good for the Lake Erie Storm. Meanwhile, they lead Wayne State 35-10 as they begin action in the fourth quarter. And earlier today, Ohio State with a dominating 76-0 win over the Rattlers of Florida A&M. I hope the beating was worth it in the end for FAMU. Let's go back out to the Superior Dome and rejoin Todd and Scott.
That was first time we pulled it up. It was 62-0, something
I
like that.
So, yeah. For something that we got.
All right, here.
What we saw was more points than yards allowed for Ohio State. So
right now, Panthers defense is backed up. It'll be second and goal from the 11 for Northern Michigan, now going from our left to our right. Total offense at the end of one, not all that different. 152 for Ohio Dominican, 121 for Northern, but they ran 8 more plays than ODU did in that first quarter, and the Panthers have a 14-0 lead. And again, a short field for ODU set up on an interception, a deflection into the hands of Cody Culbertson, who returned it to the 25, giving ODU that short field, and that's why they have the lead.
Well, it's also one of those things where you look at a stat such as time of possession. Ohio Dominican with the ball for only 4 minutes and 47 seconds in that first quarter. Doesn't really mean a whole lot when you can score on an 85-yard play and also then have the short field as well.
Officials were conferring. I think they lost track of what down and distance, and they've confirmed that it's second and goal from the 11. Three receivers left, one to the right. Wyatt Jurison, the carry out of the backfield. He'll move forward. Panthers stand him up near the 7. Nico Tanksley's helmet comes off, and forward progress for Jurison was stopped at, again, roughly the 7-yard line. And it'll bring up third down and goal from around the 7 or 8 yard line.
And now you're going to have the Panthers bringing more of a dime package into the game, where Tanksley is going to come off. Also, Sawicki is going to come off to bring in an extra defensive back. You got Clegg, a safety linebacker kind of hybrid as well, to help defend against this 4 wide receiver set.
All right, third and goal. Stepanek will look to throw. He has a little time now. Pressured. Shields didn't get the sack. Stepanek now racing for the corner of the end zone. He dives, and he got in for a Northern Michigan touchdown. Warren Shields had the angle, dove, and had him by the legs, but we talked about Stepanek's size, was able to muscle his way out of it, and scamper for a touchdown.
Yeah, I think that's a case where I think Shields was surprised how unblocked he was. There was a lot of open field there on the left side, and it was Shields one-on-one with Stepanek, and I don't know even if Stepanek saw him at first. Shields just couldn't quite bring him down there. It would have been a sack for about 5 or 8 yard loss, but instead turns into a touchdown for the Wildcats.
And so Linkenheimer will come out and try the point after Trey Hipke does their holding. A little bit of a low snap, but Hipke gets it down, and the point after is good. Timeout on the field with 14:18 to play now, second quarter. New scores, Ohio Dominican leads Northern Michigan 14-7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A game that has just gone final. Michigan Tech, 29-7 winners over the Walsh Cavaliers. They're just about to start the third quarter at Fawcett Stadium. Malone trailing Hillsdale 27-3 in that game. And earlier today, number 7, Louisville all over Florida International, 72-0. Let's now head back out to the Superior Dome.
14-7 now in favor of Northern Michigan after they finally get on the scoreboard here in the first half. 14-18 to play. Linkenheimer has the ball teed up. Nichols and Abe Johnson back for the Panthers. Strong leg of Linkenheimer. Nichols 7 yards deep. Bobbles, takes the knee, and that's where the Panthers will have it out at their own 25-yard line. 10 plays, 81 yards, 4 minutes and 50 seconds. And for Cody Stepanek, his second rushing touchdown of the season. And they've cut the lead in half, now trail 14-7. And the Panther offense comes back onto the field.
Well, it was 2 big plays there by Northern Michigan. You had the 49-yard pass play, a little bit of a breakdown defensively by the Panther secondary, and then you score the touchdown on a missed tackle in the backfield. So, you know, you might have been able to hold them to three there with third and goal from about the 10 or 11, but instead turns into a touchdown. But Ohio Dominican with the ball back in their hands. They had over 150 yards of offense in that first quarter and a chance to get it going again here to start the second.
And out of the pistol, Mark Miller will turn and play action pass with time. Now we'll throw a deep ball downfield into double coverage, and that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted back at the 32-yard line. And the Wildcats will get the ball right back. Brandon Parson with his second interception in 2 weeks as they were trying to go home run ball for Ronald McLeod.
Yeah, Miller was looking left the entire time. On the right side, he did have a receiver that was cutting open across the middle, about a 10 or 15-yard route. But Miller was pretty much locked in on that deep ball to Ronald McLeod. And, you know, McLeod was able to burn this Northern Michigan secondary about three times in the game last season, and that time they had him double covered and had that route well defended.
Second interception for Mark Miller on the season. Had one in the game down at Georgetown at the beginning of the year. And Cody Sapanik throwing a short ball near side. That's caught by Tucker, cut back to the middle of the field, and written down at the 42-yard line. The Panther tackle made by DJ Perdue, freshman from Indianapolis, but not before they pick up 12 yards and a first down.
Another situation where the Panther linebackers and secondary got a little mixed up on who was going to cover who. You had two players running with one, left Tucker wide open down here on the near side.
Tucker had four catches a week ago for 65 yards. Northern Michigan on the move. Jurison coming near side. 45, cuts upfield 50 to the Panther 40. He'll cut back at the 35 and brought down by Brad McCurdy at the 29-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 28 for Wyatt Jurison. And, boy, the Panthers had a 14-0 lead and all the momentum, and it shifted to this side of the field.
Thankfully had that play defended. He had the edge field, just lost his footing, went down, and that left it wide open on that side for Jurison. And as you mentioned, now Northern Michigan a chance to knock things up here in the second quarter after ODU had all the momentum in the first.
But the 29, Keon Collier checks in. He'll be hit and brought down at the 25. And another Panther helmet comes off, and this time it's Luke Carruthers who loses his headgear, so he'll quickly be replaced after Collier will pick up four on first down. Collier, he's a redshirt freshman, completely different type of back than Jurison. He's only 5'8", 172, where Jurison is 6'1", 227. Second down and six from the Panther 25. Sapanik takes the shotgun snap, looks right, throws that way, caught by Tucker. Sidesteps one at the 20, cuts back to the 15-yard line, brought down by Billy Akins and Justin Bell. That's a gain of 10. First down, Northern Michigan at the ODU 15-yard line.
I'm finding some holes in the zone coverage for the Panthers where you got Martavius Lewis on the field right now, who's more of a run-stopping linebacker, having to drop back into coverage, and that's a lot of field for him to try to drop back and cover, and they're able to exploit that here on the right side of their formation.
First down and 10. Northern Michigan going left to right. Jurison to handoff straight up the middle, bounces off of one Panther, and finally ridden down near the 13-yard line. So a short gain for Wyatt Jurison. Panthers making some changes defensively. Anthony Smith, sophomore to Zanesville, will replace DeAndre Harrison on the front of the line after a gain of about three for Jurison, who will check out, and Collier back into the lineup now for the Wildcats. They will have two receivers right. That's Smart and Tucker, Jesse, and to the left is Young. On second down and seven, Sapanik, play action pass, rolls to his left, pressured from behind by Smith, who hits him, then the ball is thrown, caught by Young, and out of bounds at the 6-yard line. A late penalty marker has come back all the way behind the play at the 5-yard line. Was Sapanik, he wasn't beyond the line of scrimmage, was he?
I wouldn't imagine. And where that is, right there in the middle of the field.
And when it was thrown, there were no Panthers in the neighborhood, but that doesn't mean anything either. Kind of a peculiar call, and I think it's going against Northern Michigan.
Yeah, what do you
how about a lineman downfield?
Perhaps it could.
Get the call from our head referee. Yep, an eligible downfield lineman. Ha! I deducted.
Well,
thank
well
you.
But, you know, on that play, how about the great pursuit there on the backside by Anthony Smith,
yeah,
who comes all the way from the hash here on the near side and chases Sapanik almost to the sideline and had him wrapped up around the ankles as he was delivering that pass. So now a big break there for Ohio Dominican. Let's see if this can maybe slow down the Northern offense, which has been clicking on the last two drives.
From the 18-yard line, second down, quarterback cross the panic to the 15, to the 10, and Tanksley finally brings him down near the first down marker. They needed the 7. He got to the 8. So it'll be third and a yard now. Boy, good play call right there for Northern Michigan and using Sapanik's ability to run the football at the quarterback position.
Well, again, when you have four down linemen and only one linebacker there in the middle of the field, it's just one-on-one blocking there for Northern Michigan. It's how they were able to get a big play there on the first play of the game by Sapanik as well. And sets up here third and about 1.5.
Again, they'll spread the Panthers out. Three receivers left, one right. Jurison in the backfield. High snap. Eggs to panic will keep. He got by a Panther defender, Omame, and down to the 5. He dives for a first down. Sidney Omame was right out there with him, but a good move by Sapanik, and he was able to get what he needed for the first down. First and goal, Northern Michigan, with 10:53 to play. First half, and the Wildcats trying to tie the game.
About as well defended as you could hope by Omame, and force the panic to cut back inside, and it looks like the panic going to motion out the receiver here in this formation. A Wildcat from the Wildcat.
Christian Jesse will be the one taking the snap. He's got Jurison to his right on first down and goal from the 5. They'll bring one in motion. They'll fake the sweep, and he is hit behind the line. Big play by Mason Sawicki again. Boy, that play got busted up from the word go. I think the timing was messed up because Jesse took the snap and had to almost wait for the receiver to get there for that jet sweep.
Well, you know, it's a play that Ohio Dominican should be very familiar with. Ran it so much last year on our end, and that's just great penetration there by Sawicki, just knifing his way into the backfield and lost about 5.
And now it's the panic back at quarterback, second and goal from the 10. Give to Jurison, who sidesteps one, hit at the 6, and stumbles to the 5. McCurdy ended up making that tackle for ODU, so that'll be a gain of 5. And now we're kind of back where we were, Scott, a moment ago. Third and goal from the 5-yard line coming up here for Northern. They got a touchdown on a quarterback scramble last time.
Well, that's a nice play by McCurdy. On a back like Jurison, and same with the panic, guys who are 230 pounds plus, you got to hit them low. And that time McCurdy was able to get them down around the ankles and did enough to trip them up and bring them down. And third and goal from the 5, big play here for the Panther defense.
Kind of bunched the receivers, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Now Jesse goes in motion to make it 3 to the left, and we get false start against Northern Michigan. Oh, boy. So instead of it being third and goal from the 5, it's third and goal from the 10.
That's now 3 penalties here in their last 2 drives, and I know they had third and goal from the 10 on the last one, so Panic was able to find the end zone. We'll see here what they'll have dialed up and against this Panther defense.
So now they'll have Tucker and Smart left, Jesse and Young to the right. No tight end. Out of the shotgun, Sapanik standing at the 15 with Jurison to his right. Takes the snap, looking to his right. Now we'll step forward. Panthers closing in on him. Sapanik somehow scrambles out of it, lowers his head, and hit down by Clegg. Ball came out. It's a scramble. Beanbag is out. Panthers already saying they have it. Let's wait for the official's decision. Dominic Clegg hits Sapanik. Sapanik's already walking off the field. He knows the Panthers have the football. Panthers celebrating.
They do.
They come out of there. Brad McCurdy hands the ball to the official, and ODU gets a stop and will take over at their own 4-yard line.
Well, that's a huge play. You couldn't quite tell who hit him initially, but they hit him. They stood him up, and Sapanik didn't just go down right away. You know, he was stood up right there, and you have a couple more guys come flying in, and that's when the ball pops out. And now the Panthers inside their own 5, but you're able to keep Northern Michigan off the board, and that's all that matters on that series.
Second takeaway of the day, 7 takeaways now in the first 3 games of the season. And for the third time today, Ohio Dominican will start a possession where quarterback Mark Miller is standing in his own end zone. First down, Brandon Schoen in the backfield gets the carry, sweeping near side, sidesteps one, and tippy-toes out to the 6. So he'll pick up 2, and it'll bring up second down. Well, the Panther offense getting 2 touchdowns, one on a 84-yard touchdown run by Brandon Schoen. They've credited 85 on the run. Abe Johnson's got a 13-yard touchdown reception. That's the Panthers' 14 points. They take over here now, 8:15 to play second quarter. Miller standing on the one now, shown behind him. They'll throw right side for Johnson. Cuts up to the five, got by one. To the 10, rumbles his way for a first down to the 15-yard line. One-on-one on the outside with Abe Johnson is normally going to turn into a pretty good play for ODU.
Because he's matched up with a linebacker out there. It's Nick Krause who's out there trying to make that play. And Johnson's able to put his foot on the ground, make one cut, and I liked how he lowered his shoulder there at the end, too.
Throw it again, throw it near side, but this time Johnson's going to be hit and dropped at the 14-yard line. Good defensive play that time, and they're actually going to lose two on the outside. The tackle by Levi Perry. So to bring up second down now for Ohio Dominican back to the 14-yard line. Clock at 7:35, leading 14-7. Panthers slowing it down just a little bit here as they look to the sideline to get the play. At times we've seen them do the high octane where they're getting play after play after play.
I want to give the defense a little bit of a rest here. Slow the tempo down.
And on second down, Mark Nichols will get the carry. Cuts it up. 15, 20, and out over the 23 to the 24. Gain of 10, 2 yards shy of the first down. Big run for Mark Nichols. Scott Senior out of Newark Catholic, 16 carries, 119 yards last week as the Panthers, for only the third time, had two backs go over 100.
Second time running that counter play, and both times able to get 10-plus yards on it. And now you set yourself third and two with Nichols in the backfield again.
Kind of a big third down here for ODU as Miller will check off. He's got single coverage out here with Des Stewart on the left. Receiver right. And Nichols still in the backfield. And Miller will give to Nichols off left tackle. Got the first down. 30 as he hurdles his way out near the 34-yard line. Mark Nichols with two consecutive 10-yard runs. And the Panthers move the chain.
Very patient run there by Nichols. The hole wasn't quite there initially. And he just kind of kept pushing the line of scrimmage to that left side. When that hole opened up, he was able to make a short, quick cut. And get his shoulders squared and downfield, and another 10-yard run, as you said, to get that first down.
And Brandon Schoen will replace Nichols in the backfield on first down and 10 from the 35-yard line, leading 14-7. It's Schoen on a delay. He's going to be sandwiched at the 35 and down at the 36. In the delay, but that time the defense of the Wildcats were waiting for it, and a short gain for Schoen.
Just a sliver of daylight there, and you thought he was going to have a chance to break that, but he had three defenders come crashing in to close that hole down quickly.
Second down coming up now for Ohio Dominican, leading 14-7. Second down, and we'll call it 9. Schoen will line up behind Mark Miller. So the receiver left and two to the right. Mark out of the pistol, and I think one of the Panthers moved. Yes, we got a false start here against Ohio Dominican. So it'll be second down and about 14 now for ODU.
Yeah, Parson, the corner here on the near side, was defending against Stewart and kind of bluffed in that he was going to blitz on that play. Stewart pointed out to Miller, who audibled on the play and went to a hard count there, and ends up being Stewart that flinches and gets whistled for the penalty.
Casey Williams will replace Des Stewart in the lineup. Little bit of confusion as now Nate Weeks will shift to the left. Abe Johnson will line up in a slot right. Panthers call timeout with 4 on the play clock. We'll pause as well with 5:24 to play first half. Ohio Dominican 14, Northern Michigan 7. I'm St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple scores involving top 25 teams. Number 17, Washington, leading Idaho State 21-0 with 2:32 to go in the first quarter. And Georgia looking to put the finishing touches on a win over North Texas. They lead the Mean Green 38-21 with 1:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Now back out to the Superior Dome.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Second down play coming up now for Ohio Dominican from their own 31-yard line. 5:24 to play in our second quarter. Ohio Dominican leading 14-7. Charlie will have all the scores from around the country coming up at halftime. Interesting day thus far in the GLIAC. A couple of games to be played tonight. Second down and 14 now for ODU. Brandon Schoen The lineup behind Mark Miller. Two receivers right, one left here for the Panthers, going right to left. Miller on the near hash mark. Will take the shotgun snap. Quick little dump off to Brandon Schoen with room. 30, cuts to the outside, got a great block. 40, first down 45 to midfield and out of bounds.
They're throwing a flag on it.
Yes, they are.
I think it's on McLeod, and that looks like a great block. I mean, he had the DB pinned and just buried him onto the ground. And
Coach Conley already in the ear of the official. He cannot believe the call, and what would have been a huge gainer of about 25 yards for Brandon Schoen is going to get called for holding. So this will back the Panthers up, and it'll be roughly second down and about 18 now for ODU.
And the only bright spot on that penalty is that it did come down the field past the line of scrimmage, so it doesn't really hurt you the full 10 yards from the original line, but still a tough call there to go against McLeod. Looks like he had a pretty good block there on the outside.
Nichols replaces Schoen in the backfield on second down. Miller hands to Nichols, has to get by one and does. Cuts to the right, 30. He's to the 35 and ridden out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Tackle made by Nick Krause, who was their leading tackler from a year ago. Not only in tackles, but tackles for losses and sacks. And we mentioned his name as he makes the tackle after a gain of 9 for Nichols. It'll be 3rd and 9 for ODU.
I'll tell you what a luxury it is, and we mentioned it a few times, but when Schoen has to come out of the game, maybe a little winded after that long pass play that gets nullified, and you can come back with a running back like Mark Nichols who can make a few men miss in the backfield and still get 9 yards on the play.
Panthers need the 45 for a first down. Johnson and Williams near side. Stewart to the right. Miller from the right hash mark with Nichols behind him. Points out a linebacker. 3 on the play clock. Miller takes the shotgun snap with protection. Looking to his right. Pressure throws downfield for Dez Stewart. He's got the catch at the 47 and tapped out of bounds right there. 11 yards. Miller off his back foot hits Stewart for a first down.
Well, it was an interesting defensive look that Northern Michigan gave. They did not have a single lineman with a hand on the ground. All 11 were standing. He had about 7 or 8 bunts near the line of scrimmage. Miller able to read it and get Stewart for the first down.
And we're going to get a penalty marker thrown by Northern Michigan. They had too many men on the field. Illegal participation. Panthers quickly got back to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to pick up 5 quick yards here.
Well, here's where the tempo, they kind of lull them to sleep a little bit. And they started this drive, Todd, with 8:46 on the clock at their own 4-yard line. And the defense had been on the field for 2 long drives by Northern Michigan. So they started off slow to kind of, you know, again, let the defense get their legs back underneath them. They get that first down, and they're hurrying to the line of scrimmage to try to run another play quickly.
Now, all 7 officials are conferencing at the line of scrimmage to sort this out. The back judge is the one who threw the flag, signaling for illegal participation. I'm wondering if Northern tried to call a timeout. I don't like the fact that Rick Shiflett, our head referee, is explaining something to head coach Bill Connolly.
Like they're just picking it up, Todd.
Well, we're very close to Canada. Maybe you're allowed to go with 12. Although the 8-man football high school state championships is played in this building in November.
We learned a lot about the activities in this
building. Ruling
with the substitution and defense match. We did not
They're bad.
It's on them.
All right, so what he said, if you weren't able to hear, is the defense is allowed to make a matching substitution. Officials did not hold up play long enough, and so there's no foul. First down from the 47-yard line, and Miller gives to Nichols. Rumbling to his right, 50, spins his way out of one, hits one, and dives for another 4 yards and a first down. We've been saying it for years. If Mark Nichols can stay healthy, he can have a huge season. Those are the types of bursts that you love out of Mark Nichols.
2 spin moves, great block on by Jake Brand on the right side to seal off the end and get Nichols around the corner.
Flip it out right side, Ronald McLeod, 40, ahead to the 35, 9 more for the Panthers on what was a first down play. 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Panthers leading 14-7 and on the move. We'll have 2nd and 1.
Oh, McLeod, the only receiver on that right side. They actually had 2 DBs out there. He was able to split them and get 9.
2nd down, throw it out near side. Abe Johnson with nobody guarding him, 30 to the 25, out to the 23. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. All Miller has to do is snap it and throw it to somebody if they're going to lay that far off these guys.
They only had 1 DB up, and Stewart's able to block him. The safety is about 15 yards off the line. Easy pitch and catch.
From the 23, 1st down, Panthers, 3:10 to play. Miller was shown behind him. Fake pass, hands shown up into the line, to the 20, to the 18, down to the 17. That's six more. And the Panthers, boy, they snapped three plays in less than 30 seconds right there.
Well, we mentioned this tempo. Last week, a handful of scoring drives, eight plays, minute and a half. I mean, they can get clicking like this. And again, this is almost a six-minute drive, but here they're just rolling these plays off left and right.
Second down and four. It's shown coming to the left. They hit him at the 20. He gets out of that one. Up forward to the 15 and out of bounds near the 14-yard line. So that'll be a gain of four. And actually, they're going to bring him back to the 15, so he's about a yard and a half short of the first down. Third down coming up, ODU.
Well, another patient run there by Schoen. Not a whole lot there. Was able to tiptoe his way down the sideline, show a little bit of the power that he has as well, running over a defender. And now you've got third and a little over a yard.
Play clock at 22. Mark Miller over near the sideline. Panthers are going to call a timeout here.
Well, maybe not. No, Miller's going to line up as the receiver on this side.
No, they're going to line him up. Play clock approaching 10. And they're not going to run a play. The line is, and the running backs are all looking to the right. And no center near the football, and the Panthers will call timeout with exactly 2 minutes to go. A little bit of confusion. They had both Schoen and Nichols in the backfield. Miller ran over to the sideline. Then, as you said, lined up at a wide receiver. And then the Panthers had no intentions of ever snapping the football. So they'll have first, sorry, I beg your pardon, the scoreboard says first down. I'll take that. It's wrong, but I'll take it. It'll be third and two coming up here for ODU from the 15-yard line.
Well, a situation where you've got two running backs like Nichols and Schoen. We've also seen this situation where Miller can keep it himself on a draw play. You'd have to imagine they are going to keep the ball on the ground with, so far in the first half, Schoen 114 yards on the ground. Nichols has 53 already. You know, you got to like your situation here and probably give the ball to one of those two and let them do the hard work. But 6 minute, 46 second drive so far. It started on their own 4 yard line. You take away that momentum from Northern Michigan. Now you got a chance to, you know, really run this thing down almost to the end of the half. If you can convert this first down here, chance to get points on the board, then get the ball to start the second half as well.
Panthers right now with 248 yards of total offense and 171 on the ground here in this first half. Third down play coming up. Panthers led 14-0, now lead 14-7. Have it at the Northern 15. This all set up after a turnover at the 5 by Northern Michigan. So the Panthers will have Mark Nichols going to take the shotgun snap with Schoen to his right. Nichols will keep. He'll run to his right. He's going to be hit short of the first down at the 15-yard line. He had Schoen lead blocking. Nichols, as the defensive line for Northern, did the job and stood him up. And it's no gainer on the play, fourth and about two. The Panthers will have to trot the field goal unit onto the field with a minute 40 to play in the half.
Well, we've seen it a couple of times this year with a couple different players taking that wildcat snap. That's the first time I think we've seen Nichols take the direct snap, but just not a whole lot there to get it done.
From the 22, we'll call it the 23. It's a 33-yard field goal try for Brent Wally. Out of the hold of Snyder, the kick on the way, and it is good. 1:18 to play here in the second quarter, and it is now Ohio Dominican 17, Northern Michigan 7. Panther fans, one of the best ways to keep up with Ohio Dominican sports is on the Panthers' official social networks. Follow the Panthers on their official Twitter and Facebook pages. Up-to-the-minute information on how the Panthers are doing is constantly coming right to you on your computer or your mobile device. Go to Twitter.com or Facebook.com and type in ODU Athletics. What a drive by the Panthers. It started back at their own 4. They go 10 plays, 81 yards in 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Well, let's try that again. That is, they have not updated the box score. We'll get it to you as soon as they do. But the Panthers and the Brent Wally 33-yard field goal now lead it by a score of 17-7. Wally's got it teed up to our right. And Brent will put it up into the air. Shorter kick this time. Jesse will step forward and field it at the 10 on the hash mark. To the middle of the field, 20. To the left hash mark, 25. Cut back again. Brad McCurdy wraps him up at the 27-yard line. So Northern Michigan will have it. And two timeouts with 1:12 to play in the second quarter as Scott has headed fieldward to catch up with Coach Conley prior to halftime. Again, stay with us. Charlie Dana's back at the studios. We'll have scores from around the country. Scott had a chance to sit down and talk with ODU men's soccer coach Willie Merrick about their great start to their campaign, nationally ranked, and beat a 12th-ranked team earlier in the week in Tiffin. Or I beg your pardon, Mercyhurst. First down from the 28 for Northern, going left to right. Sapanik will step up. Now steps to his left. Looking downfield, is going to be hit from behind. Throws and incomplete. Great pursuit and hustle by Paul Wesselhoff, redshirt freshman out of Logan, who was able to at least get the back jersey of Sapanik and start to pull him down as he threw that incomplete pass. It'll bring up second down and 10 from the 28-yard line. 1:05 to play in our second quarter. Wildcats looking to the near side where they get the play call from their two backup quarterbacks that include a junior in Dustin Thomas. Second straight week, the Panthers have faced a left-handed quarterback. Two left, two to the right. Jurisak in the backfield, and he'll get the carry to the 30. It's up to 35. He's out to the 38. Finally, brought down there. Bell, McCurdy, and Tanksley are in there on the tackle. Clock will restart now with less than a minute to play in the first half. And a quick little change here, as they will have Terrence Dye check in at a wide receiver. They will have three left, two to the right from the 39. Sapanik clock rolling, 40 seconds to play in the half. Sapanik steps up, looks right, throws to a wide open Tucker at midfield, and will jitterbug his way out of bounds near the 47-yard line. That'll be a gain of 14 on the play, and with 35 seconds to go, it is now Northern Michigan into Ohana Medican territory at the 46 is where they finally have spot the football. First down and 10, Northern. Good job by Tucker to get out of bounds. Now three to the left, two to the right here as Sapanik will look downfield to throw. He's got a man downfield. He's trying to hit smart, and it's incomplete, and there's a penalty marker down. Dominic Clegg is going to get called for pass interference at the 10-yard line as they were trying to hit Mark, or I beg your pardon, trying to hit Kelvin Smart downfield, and they say Clegg got there a step too soon. So the penalty against Ohio Dominican, 15 yards downfield, so it'll go to the 39-yard line, I beg your pardon, the 31-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 now, Northern trying to get a late score here. They still have two timeouts left with 29 seconds to play in the half. Again, they go five wide receivers, three left, two to the right. Empty backfield for Cody Sapanik. Now the senior quarterback will look to the sidelines and get a new play. Play clock at 10. Sapanik now steps up, will take the shotgun snap from Fellberg. Looks to his right, slings it out again. He's got to catch the Tucker, 25, and out of bounds at the 21. Now the Panthers are keeping the play in front of them. That's 10 more yards for Marcus Tucker, junior wide receiver who had four catches last week. Now it'll be first down and 10 Northern at the 21-yard line. And the clock has 23 seconds to go. So Northern doing a good job of using the sidelines and preserving the two timeouts. Three receivers to the left here on first down and 10 from the 21-yard line. The panic empty backfield takes the snap. Looks left, looks back to his right. Steps forward, Panthers hit him. Now the ball thrown backwards and will roll out of bounds. How lucky is Northern Michigan that that ball went out of bounds? Now a penalty marker comes down. Can they somehow tack on intentional grounding on a backwards pass? I don't think so. Officials are again gathering where the referee, the head referee, threw the flag. The ball went backwards. So it's got to be ruled a fumble, not a pass. So I don't know how you can have intentional grounding on a backwards pass. This is new. I think he's going to wave this off. Referee will give us the indication here. Well, now he's going to go back. And now the referee coming to Coach Ostrowski for Northern. And he's probably going to call a timeout here because they're going to rule a fumble, and then the clock would have started. All right, so they are going to rule the intentional grounding, which is a spot foul. Still confused. And as you may have been able to hear, because of the 10-second runoff rule, they avoid that by calling their second timeout. So they will have one timeout remaining. And Scott Miles down the sidelines. What do you got, Scotty? All right. No communication with Scotty. We're all right. So it'll be... What do we got here? Second down and the ball back near the 28-yard line. So second down and 17. They still have one timeout left, 14 seconds to play. And Sapanik again will work out of a shotgun. Two receivers right, two to the left. Panthers doing a little shifting in the backfield. Now Sapanik looking right. Now we'll throw, look in, and Tucker's got it. And they'll be ridden out of bounds by Aikens at the five-yard line. Gain of 23. And, boy, Marcus Tucker having a great possession here as he will end up picking up big yardage in the first down as he snuck in behind the defender. And now this turns into perhaps the last offensive play. As with 9 seconds to go, they'll put Jurison back into the backfield. Ball is at the six. Two left, two right. Ball right hash mark. Again, 9 seconds, and Northern still has a timeout. Sapanik takes the snap, looking to his right, and will chuck it out of bounds. And so the incomplete pass will stop the clock with 5 seconds to go. And Coach Chris Ostrowski does not want to gamble with a one more play, and we'll send the field goal team out onto the field, and we'll try a field goal on perhaps the last play of the half. Panthers will have the lead at break for the third consecutive week. And Jonathan Linkenheimer, who was 2 for 2 last week with a long of 29, is going to try one of 24. Good snap, a hold down, and the kick is good, and that will end our first half of play. So the Ohio Dominican Panthers had a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. Northern cut it to 14-7. Panthers Wally added a field goal to make it 17-7. And now Linkenheimer with the 24-yard field goal, tacking it on there, and that makes it now 17-10 in favor of Ohio Dominican. Panthers trying to go 3-0 on the season. If they can do so, it would be the first time 3-0 since the undefeated 2007 season. And with these two teams, Ohio Dominican and Northern, being undefeated, Grand Valley tonight, there potentially would only be two teams left unbeaten in the conference, and the Panthers certainly trying to become one of those. Coming up shortly, it'll be Charlie Danis back at the studio. Scott Miles will be sitting down with head soccer coach Willie Merrick, but now Scott Miles has got head coach Bill Connolly down on the sideline.
Coach, first half here, you guys were able to get off to that quick start. Talk about coming off, getting that 14-0 lead early.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's great to do that away from home. That's important to get ahead, and we made some pretty good plays there. But, Dad, you know, the dome's a little loud. Got to get used to that, and the communication, you know, we had some issues with that. But, you know, bottom line, this is a good football team. It's the reason why they're winning games, you know. And, you know, it's going to be a battle. Next two quarters are going to be a battle. So, you know, hats off to them. Hats off to our guys for making some plays when we had to.
All right, thanks, Coach. Todd, back to you.
All right, Scott. Coach, thank you very much. 17-10, Ohio Dominican has the lead here at halftime. We go back to the studios. Then Charlie Davis.